It's Thursday, August 7th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This is show number 970, the Hurricane Special, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get a managed WordPress site for just $1 a month for 12 months, along with a free domain, or pick up a domain name for just $1.99. All my specials can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Hey, folks, got a great show lined up for you tonight. It's going to be kind of fun. It's not storming here yet. We're going to talk about what's going on and what's going to happen later tonight. But you know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, again, my name is Todd Cochran. I'm your host. Glad to be here. We have plenty of power. It's really early yet for the storm here in Hawaii, so don't worry. Everything's good. We're ready. Talk about that here in just a few minutes. But for all of you that are longtime listeners and viewers of the show, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana, being part of our family of listeners. And, of course, we want to encourage you to share the show with your friends, neighbors, people that you know, and help us grow the show here at GNC. Of course, if you're brand new to the show, we want to encourage you to make sure you get over to the website at geeknewscentral.com. And once you're on the website, really, it's a piece of cake. Get signed up for the newsletter. There's a link there on the website. Get subscribed via iTunes, or if you're an Android user, go ahead and just Google podcast app in the App Store. Download one of the highly rated podcasting apps, and really, all you got to do is search for Geek News Central on almost any app, and you're going to find this show. You can sign up for the audio or the video version. Definitely recommend the audio version to start. And it's real easy, too, if you're having a hard time finding the show listed in any of those apps, just grab the RSS feed off the website here at geeknewscentral.com and basically manually enter that here. It's been the same since day one. It's geeknewscentral.com/podcast.xml. That's not a page that you really want to go to, per se, because it's kind of machine language, but you'll definitely... That's the page or the link that you want to use in podcatchers. We want you to subscribe. There's lots of ways you stay connected with the show. Been talking about just a little bit lately about getting the show on Apple TV. And if you have an Apple TV, you can go right over on Apple TV and find the show as well. Once you've subscribed to it in iTunes, it'll automatically show up as long as you have it synced up to your account. And, of course, it'll automatically be in your iPhone, iOS, iPad. We're on the Tech Podcast channel, Roku, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV, Chromecast. Really, wherever you want to watch or listen to the show, you really can do so. So it's easy, easy, easy. And what is the most easiest is just come over to geeknewscentral.com and click play on the related article. This, again, is show number 970. And, of course, if you want to reach out to the show, which we encourage you to always do, you can do so via Twitter. At Geek News is the Twitter address, so definitely follow me over there. If you want to email me, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com is a place to go. Okay, of course, Facebook, Google+, you know, you'll find me. Don't worry, just Google it, and you'll find all the details for the show. Of course, this show is sponsored in part by our good friends at GoDaddy.com and, of course, folks like you as well support us as part of our Insider. But GoDaddy has some fantastic, absolutely fantastic products right now, or some services that we have for you, some discounts that you can use. And the most important thing is when you are picking up a GoDaddy – whoops, wrong page. When you're picking up a GoDaddy product or service, when you're over on the website, you'll see at the very top the offer that has been locked in. And we hope that you come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and use that page as your starting point to be able to find discounts that you're going to use. Now, we've got some great, great deals right now, and really, it's important that you use my codes and share my codes with folks. Don't write them on the bathroom wall, please, but share them with your friends and people that you know, people that you love. Share them and save them a lot of money. 32% off a new product order by using the promo code GO32OFF1. 25% off on new top-level domains and products as well by using the promo code GO25OFF5. $1.99 for a brand new .com. You know, can't beat that. $1.99 to get started just having your own domain name. And when you think of one, don't waste time. Because oftentimes I have thought of a domain, often in the shower or just waking up in the morning or the weirdest places. And I have often said, okay, I'll check it later and I'll forget. And I'll go back maybe a couple days later and maybe the domain had just been registered. So you'll hear something on the radio or the TV that'll tweak something. And if it tweaked you, it tweaked someone else. So definitely pick up those domains whenever the creative juices are flowing. But you can get a free domain as well when you pick up a hosting account. When you pick up a WordPress managed hosting account for $1 a month, you get a free domain with that. And that's by using the promo code PRESS4. You also can use the $1 a month for 12 months on their economy hosting, get a free domain with that as well. So really, it's $12 minus two. So you're really getting a whole year's worth of hosting for $10. Make sure you pay attention to what the prices will go to after the first year when you sign up for the plan. They'll be very clear in what they show that it will cost afterwards so that you're not all of a sudden got sticker shock. And usually their plans are relatively inexpensive, $7, $8, $9, $12 a month after that first year introductory price. But again, all these promo codes can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here. Going on, this will be 9+ years, and your purchases and support really help us keep the lights on, keep family fed, fuel in the gas tank, insurance paid, all that stuff. So we definitely want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor. Again, thank you for supporting them. All right, so let's go ahead and just talk a little bit about what's happening here. By the time many of you listened, this will be a footnote in history. As we speak, for the first time in many, many years, an actual hurricane, although one that's teetering on rolling over into a tropical storm and may actually already be a tropical storm, is striking the Big Island. And I'm on Oahu, and the Big Island is a ways away. Let me kind of show you here. I've got loaded up the Wonder Map at wonderunderground.com. And if you see the map right now, you'll see the storm really doesn't have a defined eye wall anymore. It's kind of being broken up. Looking at the speeds, speeds are around 85 miles an hour, according to Wonder Underground tracker. But I'm over here, basically a little bit, if I move the map to the exact center of the page, I'm really up here. Well, that really doesn't show you either, but I'm up the island chain a little bit. So the bad weather is still a bit of a ways away from us. And so what's going to happen is we expect some of the rain stuff to happen probably within the next 2 to 5 hours. And then we're going to start seeing really that whatever heavy stuff we're going to get will be in the morning. Now, just so I'm setting expectations, I am going to be running a live stream starting about midnight my time, which is about 4 hours from now. Basically, it's going to be pointing out my window. And you're probably going to see a lot of rain. It's probably going to be pretty boring, but I will have that up. And, you know, I'm hoping power stays on. All our power cables here in Hawaii are underground. Very few. The only thing that's over goes over the mountains is the transmission lines. So hopefully nothing knocks one of those out. But we're keeping our fingers crossed. But the Big Island's getting the big whack, a Category 1 hurricane, very high-level tropical storm. And we expect to see 50 to 60 mile an hour winds here and a lot of rain. We've taken all precautions just as if this thing was a Category 5 hurricane. Now, we would have put the plywood up. Haven't done that because of the intensity in the storm. But we're not done. But we may be dodging a bullet because out to really the west is another storm. And if I bring this map back and show you guys this, they're thinking this is going to track to the north, but they think it's going to miss us altogether. But these storms have a strange way of doing weird things. So we're not really going to be worried about it too much from a wind standpoint. But even if it tracks north, we're still going to get wet. A lot of moisture from both of these storms. And this is pretty historic for Hawaii. This just doesn't happen very often. We're usually pretty lucky. But we're in the bullseye this time, and this is what happens when you live in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You dodge the bullet, 99 out of 100 times, and then at some point, you get whacked. So we'll see where this leads. Unfortunately, the Big Island folks over on Hilo side, they'll get hit the most. They're taking the brunt of this right now, and the two mountain ranges over there will kind of do some shear effect on this storm, but this thing's got a lot of water in it, so we will see what happens and see how much rain we get. The way I'm looking at it, we're gonna get some wind, we're gonna get some rain. I'm gonna get some. The camera's getting. I've got the window open, and what reason the camera's moving is the wind just blew in the window, is moving the camera. My new tripod system is not fixed tripods. They're on like mounts. So that strong wind was enough to move the camera. So I do have the window open. So if it gets a little nuts, I'll reach over here and close the window. But for those of you that are not watching the show right now, I'll have some screenshots for you to check out in the show notes tonight, so you can kind of see what I was referring to when it comes to talking about this. But I love this site, wonderground.com. It's a great site to go for news and information about the weather. And they use a lot of independent folks have independent weather stations. So you can put up your own weather station and feed it via the internet. And I was just looking here at one of the numbers, and they just reported gust of about 62 miles per hour. So getting a little bit of a breeze there, and it's picking up. So we'll see how this goes tonight, and we'll definitely have the live stream up starting at midnight, pointing out the window, which may not show crap. Who knows? But anyway, that's what's going on here. Okay, I want to share with you guys, I want to spend a little time tonight and talk about something that happened at Best Buy. I promised to do this via my Facebook page, and I taunted the Best Buy folks to listen to this show. And let me talk about the experience that we had. As you guys know, that my wife and son and daughter all got Samsung Galaxy S5s. And right off the bat, we got them from Best Buy. The sales experience at Best Buy was okay, except that they couldn't do a couple things. Number one, I wanted to be underneath my name, but because I already have a Verizon business account, they couldn't figure out how to make a sub account. So we decided to go ahead and put the phones under my wife's name. But they said because of the plan we were getting, we were going on an Edge program. And I'll let you guys look up what the Edge program is with Verizon. It basically allows you to update your phones quicker. But happening was, is they said, oh, because of the data plan, use your discount that you're going to, and I have several discounts that I can use, retired military, et cetera. And you can use that to save money on your data plan. Well, turns out they couldn't use, because my name wasn't on account, when we talked to Verizon later, they wouldn't assign the discount. Luckily, my wife was able to get a discount assigned because of something she's involved in. So that was kind of dealt with. But right off the bat, my daughter and my wife's phones had issues. And I would talk to her and I couldn't understand her. I'd be like, what are you saying? And it just blah, 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 blah. And it was weird. So they were just getting ready. We're getting ready to go to California. And I told her, I said, these things keep acting up. We'll do an update, make sure they're all good. We'll go to Best Buy in California and exchange them because there's a 14-day exchange window. So we got to California, And after about 7 days being in California, it just the phones were driving me nuts. And I said, let's go. My son's was fine, perfect. I could hear him clear, but my daughter and wife's phones were just something was wrong. I don't know if we got a defective batch or whatever. So we went to Best Buy, and they processed the exchange, and that went pretty smooth, except when the bill came, we noticed some weird charges on the bill. So what they did, when they exchanged the phones, we are on an Edge plan where I have to pay for the phones every month. I pay $89 a month because I bought three phones, paying $89 a month for the phones plus the plan. What they did, what these idiots did at Best Buy, and we didn't sign anything, but they put us in, they put those two phones into a contract. Now, Edge is completely different. They put us, we're in an Edge plan and a contract. So the folks at when we did this, we couldn't figure it out. So we went to a Verizon store and we were there like 2 hours while they were trying to figure out where these extra charges were coming on our bill. And finally the manager, the district manager, was called and was able to dig into a system and determine what Best Buy did. Stupid me, stupid does, I should have never, ever, ever went to Best Buy to get these phones. I should have just went to the Verizon corporate store. But here's my deal. I have a reward points at Best Buy. And I thought, get them at Best Buy. We get the reward points. You know, I do business over there. And that was stupid to have done. I'm just going to tell you, next time you buy a cell phone, do not go to Best Buy. If you're going to Verizon, go to the Verizon store. Takes a little longer, but you're not going to end up being screwed. So now the district manager here in Hawaii is talking to the Verizon rep that works with Best Buy. And I expect Monday we're going to, the manager promised me that this would be dealt with, but Best Buy had obviously inadequately trained people. They obviously tried to push something through the system thinking we wouldn't know. And it's incredible. And we had a great experience, I thought, in the store in Hawaii. We were told bad information about the discount we could get with Verizon on the data plan. And number two, the exchange, which we thought went smooth, which we had a receipt basically saying exchange, they put us in two contracts. So these idiots just know how to piss people off. And now I am not Best Buy. I'm not shopping with you for a very long time. So instead, I will shift the remaining amount of business that I was giving to Amazon and giving to a variety of other online vendors that provide services and products just like you. I'll be moving it there. And I won't be buying from you anymore. Okay? Because your incompetency of your team is very apparent. Not going to blame you guys on the phone. That was a Samsung issue. Okay? That's a whole different story. And to this time, we haven't figured out what was going on. Maybe we had a bad batch, but we got two phones, work great. All three phones work great. It's just that it's almost like you're being taken advantage of. You know, and it could be an honest mistake, but I think the gal that was there, in order to try to process fast and try to get some credits on her account, to having to do this exchange, which she probably didn't want to do, basically keyed something in and screwed us. So it'll get resolved, but this is one time too many, Best Buy. I'm done with you. Done, 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 done. Did I overreact? Maybe. But you know, all it takes is really one super bad customer experience, and that's it. I'm pow. In Hawaii, we call pow. That means finished. All right. So anyway, I've been helping out folks here. I belong to a community organization that does volunteer work. We help elderly people. So we've been spending the last 2 days and evenings helping people get their furniture put away and all that stuff. So I'm a little little red, maybe. If I am, I apologize, but I've been out quite a bit and getting that done, running all around the town here. But I got home tonight and is answering some emails, business emails. And I tell you, if you think about starting a podcast, be careful who you consult with. Please, 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 please. All right, enough on this stuff. A new media show this coming weekend. We're going to have a gal on who's from We Are LA Tech. And they're starting a new network in LA. We'll be talking to her, and it's a lady. So the ladies in the audience, if you want to tune in and hear what another lady's doing in the podcasting space, this is going to be an exciting show on Saturday if I still have power here. But anyway, that second storm is supposed to come sometime Sunday, so we'll see what happens. But don't worry, we'll be okay. And we're 3,000 feet above sea level, so no worry about sea surge here. All right, so let me go ahead and let's get into the regular stack of stuff I have today. And there was a lot. There's a lot of tech news tonight. I was going to bring this on and actually turn on the radar on this thing and see what the radar shows, because the storm is getting close. The radar picture just kind of sucks. Either it's not close enough. I'm not sure here, but anyway. Let's go ahead and close that page for now. We'll come back to it later on tonight. Let's see, but take that down and close this. Let's start off with if you're a WordPress user, there is a critical issue right now that's affecting hundreds of thousands of sites. If you use custom contact forms on WordPress, you may want to stop using that. They are, they do have a serious hack, and there could be an issue with you. So, matter of fact, I was going to send emails. Are we using this? And it's for someone else. But this custom contact form has the developer has not been responsive to the bug report, and your site can get taken down and basically owned by a third party if you do not de-install this particular plugin, okay? So it's not a good situation with custom contact forms. So a little security warning there. Also, IBM, I read a pretty cool article today where they have opened a new era of computing with a brain-like chip. Remember in the last show we talked a little bit about AI? Well, this brain-like chip has 4,096 cores, 1 million neurons, 5.4 billion transistors, and it's by far the most advanced, what they're calling neuromorphic brain-like computer. The chip called True North consists of 1 million programmable neurons and 256 programmable synapses across 4,000 individual neural synaptic cores, built on Samsung's 28 nanometer process and with a monstrous, again, transistor count of 5.4 billion. This is one of the largest and most advanced computer chips ever made. Perhaps most importantly, though, True North is incredibly efficient. The chip consumes just 72 milliwatts at max load. The human brain takes about 20 watts to run. And this is some incredible stuff here. So they're about 176,000 times more efficient than a modern CPU running the same brain-like workload, or 769 times more efficient than the other state-of-the-art neuromorphic approaches. And this is a big step closer to building a brain on a chip. So I have this link up in the show notes for you guys to check out. This is kind of cool. Not super inclined to understand what they're doing here, except that it looks like they spent a lot of money to try to get closer to that building an AI machine and having something that works as fast and, you know, as laterally and cross-connected as our brains are. And, of course, you know, men are just, we just have, you know, one-track minds. We don't have multiple processes going on. Right, ladies? Okay. I have to applaud Netflix. Netflix has surpassed HBO in subscriber revenue. Last quarter, they passed HBO by having $1.146 billion versus HBO's $1.41 billion. And, of course, this is still this is pretty cool, but, you know, we know HBO still beats them in profits and Emmys, but they say the folks Netflix says ranking progress. Now, they like HBO, but they say they're honored to be in the same league. So very, very cool stuff here on what's going on over at Netflix. And did I say Redbox to begin with? If I did, I apologize. The folks at NASA, of course, have been following our massive storms here and providing all kinds of cool satellite imagery. So it shows us what's bearing down on us. And of course, those of you that are in the Gulf, you're like, what are you guys wanking about? This storm is just an itty bitty little baby. Just remember, here in Hawaii, a lot of the construction is still single wall, not a lot of double wall construction, not a lot of the houses have hurricane clips. So not going to take a lot to do a lot of damage here, for sure. Some more news on the space side. Navy has been doing some practicing with the Orion spaceship, essentially doing some pickup tests. They've been putting it in the water, then picking it up and making sure that they get it in the ship using well deck ships and or, you know, basically carriers with cranes on them. Not carriers, but ships with cranes on them. So I got some cool videos and pictures on this. So pretty slick stuff on what's going on with the Navy and practicing for doing a dress rehearsal here for what's going to happen later on this year. At the same time, the folks at SpaceX have set a date for their launch escape test on their Dragon spaceship. You all know that they have to do basically be on the launch pad, be mounted up to a vehicle, and the vehicle has to be sitting on top of the rocket, and then they have to punch that bad boy off from the pad, and then they also have to do an escape mid-route. They have to enable the emergency boost system, the Super Draco thrusters, to boost itself up and away from it in flight and on the pad. So they're going to have that test later this year. That's going to make for some pretty cool video, isn't it? Elon Musk is going to have fun doing that stuff. Now, the thing I thought was the coolest today, the thing that I saw that I've been waiting to see and I've never seen before, is these tidal-powered generators. And wait to hear what these folks are doing. And this is pretty awesome. Now, if those of you are watching, this image on this page on the BBC, it's a full-scale tidal-powered generator. Now, for those of you listening, this thing is a monster. It's a big steel structure, kind of like a tripod laid down with the arm sticking up with a propeller on it, of course, with a generator on the end. And what I found to be totally amazing about this write-up is that this thing is capable of generating 400 kilowatts. 400 kilowatts on this thing's design. And they're going to do a one-year trial with it to see how it works. And this is slick. 400 kilowatts. I'm pretty shocked. Of course, you know, the ocean can be pretty brutal on things. So I'm very, very curious. Hope at some point we're going to be able to see underwater video of how this works. It's supposed to be a little bit environmental friendly as well. But this is pretty amazing. It's 150-ton demonstration device. And it was, where was it built? I think it was built in Holland or in the UK? Doesn't say, but this is pretty amazing stuff. So I'm looking forward to being able to watch development of these tidal generators. Very, very cool stuff. Hey, time.com's got a pretty cool list of the 50 best websites of 2014. There's some websites that I, quite honestly, never seen before. But what they rate is, 50 top. So I'll have the link up in the show notes for you guys. I'm not kidding. I looked through this list. I'm like, I don't know any of these sites. There was one, I guess, I knew, Glide. I'm familiar with them, but we talked about hotel Wi-Fi test. It's on here too, but definitely a pretty cool list. So link will be up in the show notes for you guys to check out and review and maybe find some gems there. Hey, some interesting news out of Hollywood and the MPAA. The Hollywood is obviously going after Popcorn Time, but it's leaving another app that's out there called TV Showtime that is basically doing the same thing that has VC funding. They're leaving that one alone. And this TV Showtime app at tvshowtime.com, it allows the tracking of TV shows and provides associated content on top. It's a community social networking features. It has a BitTorrent function to play and download. You do have links to pay for the videos or media if you want to, but you don't necessarily have to. There's a prominent play button on there. But they're not being targeted by the folks at the MPAA. Is it because money talks? Is that what it's all about? But pretty curious article over on Torrent Freak. Now, just imagine you're working in China and you're working for Nokia, and the boss comes in and say, okay, all you Nokia employees, you're fired, and we've got severance packages for you. And people are really excited about getting their severance packages. And it turns out that they're being offered 300 employees a day are being offered Lumia 630 phones. That's a phone's worth about $130. Wow. Saying, thank you for working for us. Here's a little phone for you as a parting gift. Probably one that you labored over to make. So that's just quite the old kick in the pants. Microsoft, come on. You could do better than that for the Chinese workers. Now, one thing that I've been waiting to see happen, and it finally has, is there's all this wearable devices now. You know, I've got my Fitbit. It tracks basically all my activity. I have to charge it once a week. But something we really haven't seen advancement in is wearable tech for babies. So baby wearables was obviously coming, but now there's some new stuff coming. There's some new fitness trackers, not necessarily fitness trackers, some new trackers to basically track baby. And it's an ankle bracelet. And it can monitor parameters like heart rate, skin temperature, body movement, while also tracking the room temperature, humidity, and light levels. And all that data is sent to a smartphone app. It crunches to create simple notifications. For instance, it can tell you whether the baby's heart rate is higher than normal, if the baby's sleeping on its back, if it's warmer than ideal in the room, or whether or not the baby's awake. Pretty cool stuff. And I guess they can detect that the baby's not in a good mood, can maybe the baby's kicking or something. So this is pretty cool stuff here. It's called Sproutling, Sproutling, and sproutling.com. So any of you ladies and fellas out there, maybe you got some, maybe we have some moms in the audience that have daughters that are expecting. So this might be a cool little baby gift to give. To give mom a heart of basically peace of mind and what's going on. And hopefully they have it so that both mom and grandma can watch the app or at the same time, and dad as well. So this is pretty cool stuff. And so what we're going to see is we're going to see devices like this that are going to help parents. You know, SIDS is still a major issue out there, which is, of course, SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome. And, you know, and if we can prevent some of those instances from happening, it's fantastic. So any Sproutling is just one of many I'm sure going to see coming here in the future. Thanks to the folks at Engadget for turning me on to this tech. It's going to be very cool. And at some point, someday, when ever one of my two daughters decides to find a husband and get married and settle down and have some grandbabies, hopefully in that order, we'll have some of this kind of cool tech. You know, as you say, hope it happens in that order. You know, fellas and moms and dads and those of you, you never know these days, right? So you know, we just kind of, you know, hope for the best and see what happens. But anyway, it'll be cool for us to be able to track this stuff. All right, I want to talk just a little bit too about something that's always bothered me. When Gmail came out, I registered a bunch of domains. I mean, not domains. I registered a bunch of email addresses. And I'm not even going to say them all on the air, because if I do, people are going to start emailing me on those. But anyway, let's just say I got some that I don't necessarily use a lot, and I use for different purposes. But a guy over at Ars Tech has been saying some idiot's been using my email address for years. And essentially what he did is, let's say his name is John Smith. When Gmail came on, he got john.smith@gmail.com. Well, for years, he's been getting, IRS statements. He's been getting accounting data. He's been getting notices for doctor's appointments, and just on and on and on and on. And he says, over these years, I've replied and said, hey, you got the wrong dude. Now, that happened to me, too. I was getting email for the longest time from someone, and I kept replying back to the people saying, hey, tell him that this is my email address, not his. I was nice about it. And the guy finally figured it out and changed it. Well, apparently some guy started using the email a lot in a certain area. He was getting his dentist appointment now, stuff for prescription, stuff from his insurance company, stuff from his accountant, stuff from his car dealership, on and on and on. And it just says it was all one concentrated area. And this guy got a little bit pissy, I guess, for better words. And he started replying to the emails and saying, I can't, please cancel my car appointment. I can't make it. And I imagine the irritation, the individual that made the appointment goes, and they say, well, you canceled your appointment. We don't have an appointment for you today. So the guy makes another appointment and he gets it by email, and the guy replies back, oh, cancel my appointment. Well, he did that a number of times, and he says somehow he just went off, and he says, this idiot was using his email address as a spam dump, and, maybe this individual will get the hint and start telling the people he deals with to use a different email. He says this was sweet revenge. So any of you that have used your name and an email address, maybe you've experienced the same thing. I have too. I've been nice enough to reply all the time. Now, one thing I did happen, maybe I shouldn't even tell this, is that one of our employees that's no longer with us, she had an iPhone, and apparently it was a company iPhone. Apparently she registered all her AT&T UVerse and a bunch of her accounts, and it was all tied to that cell phone number. So every time that phone rings and I answer it, I know that she hasn't paid her UVerse bill or something like that, because your bill is now 30 days overdue, subject to termination. And it's like, I can't tell them, hey, this is not the right number. But apparently she does pay her bill, because every couple of months, then maybe gets behind or something. So don't use your employer's number for anything that's going to be tied to any of your bills or anything else, because your employer will get calls to that number for you. All right, there's an article out. And let me grab some little H2O here. There's an article about Russia's hacking gang has captured 1.2 billion credentials. And taking on face value, I think you're going to have to think that this is the real deal. And it scares me a little bit, because you think about the number of sites that are out there and how many email credentials they have gotten, and apparently passwords as well. This could turn really ugly. But what's really more criminal is one of the companies that reported on this now has a service where you pay $120 a year to have your stuff monitored. And I think that's a little bit dirty play. They're not allowing us to look up and see if our information's in there. But breach notification service alerts you if your site has been impacted by this breach or any other security breach. Costs is $120 a year. Pen testing and audit service will audit your site and finding, and this is for folks that have websites. So, I guess if you want to pay the money and see if you any of the sites are on the list. It's just a weird deal, but go through and on those critical sites, change your password, folks. Please do. And it's from SQL injection attacks because these programmers are not closing the loop on the way they're programming, and people are being able to really get access to the database stuff. So at some point in the future, things are going to have to change. Either we're going to have to go to a fingerprint system, or we're going to have some sort of retina scan. There's going to have to be something here as we move forward that is going to allow us to use something else as a password. I don't know if token systems are the way to go. I think the retina scan or a fingerprint is probably better than a password. I log into all my newest laptops with a fingerprint. It works very, very well. I have a password as a backup, but it's one of those real nasty long ones. So I've been pretty lucky. Just put my finger on and it does it. I know that's not 100% fail-proof here. My glasses, for those of you watching me, glasses are got a dirty spot and drive me nuts. But there's some companies out there that are working on a portable retina scanner. It's small enough to fit in a purse and could one day be used to combat identity theft. The new device is about 5 inches long and 3.5 inches wide. Now, that doesn't sound very portable to me, to be honest with you, and makes it more compact than traditional stationary retinal scanners, but maybe that's something that we're all just going to have on our computers at some point. And so we'll see where that goes. Now, this year, switching gears here, this year my son, I got another kid is a senior this year, and he is kind of on the path to wanting to become a doctor and a surgeon. And I'm having a, coronary just thinking about the college bills on this. But anyway, I've told him to go through and to come up with the top 10 schools that he wants to go to and to make a list and the plus and minuses and cost and, all these factors that are going to go in so that we know what this is going to cost. Now, he has no choice but to get a huge number of scholarships to make this happen. Smart kid. He's got the chops for it. He'll have no problem. I'm fully confident he'll make it through, and at some point, someday, he might be able to cut on me. But I don't have the cash to send him around to visit, 10 different college campuses. It just isn't possible. It's just, those of you that can drive to somewhere, it's cool for us. They're stuck here in Hawaii. If you want to go visit a couple of colleges, it's a flight. It's racks up big cash fast. So Google Maps has come up with, has added 36 more campus tours in the U.S. and Canada. And so basically you can kind of tour around a campus and check it out. You may not be able to go into the rooms, but you can use the websites from the campuses to see that. But it's kind of cool that they've done this. And so I told him to make sure he was checking Google Maps as he was looking at different colleges, and he could, look around at the campuses and see what they're like. And, that doesn't give him an exact idea. But once we get things narrowed down to one or two, maybe we'll be able to do a visit. But, it's going to rely on scholarships and what we can get out of the school and vice versa. What we're getting out of the school is they want my pocketbook. But, it's very, very daunting out there. And, let's be straight up. Those of you that are listening that have kids that are in college, you guys are going to know that it's not cheap. And I am not independently wealthy. my retirement and this show make up a big part of my income. And so it's just the way it is. So many people are in that same situation and maybe not as lucky. And I'm living here in Hawaii, can't complain, okay? But at the same time, we're just trying to figure out how we're going to do this. It's tough. It really is. But not trying to stifle the kids' dreams at all, trying to make it happen, but we'll see. Actually, I've been trying to say, what's going to happen with doctors and Obamacare, and how's that going to work? I don't know if being a doctor anymore is going to be that lucrative from a long-term standpoint for making money. Speaking of medical, you can't smoke on planes, But Boeing apparently is burning tobacco to fly. Boeing is not going to be burning tobacco on its planes. The company's teamed up with South African Airways, an aviation innovation outfit called Sky NRG, to create biofuel from tobacco plants. Solaris, a hybrid variety of eco-projects, will be used to make a sustainable jet fuel and give farmers another crop option. The plant contains almost no nicotine at the start, and at the start, oil from its seeds will be transformed into a renewable way to power planes. So I just wonder how much oil they really get out of tobacco plants. It's kind of an interesting discussion point. But, you know, maybe it's a substitute type of deal. Anyway, we'll see. If you've got a website, Google is going to boost your site rankings if you have encryption on your website. Raw Voice and all of our properties are HTTPS. And so that's pretty cool. So I think it's you're rewarded if you allow people to run secure on your websites. And I think that's smart. So they're going to give a little boost to websites that are allowing that type of activity to go on. All right, how many of you have got DSLRs that have removable lenses? I know I do. And, you know, when you're changing the lenses, you want to, like, get them on, get it off, you know, get one off, get another one quick because you don't want any dirt to get in there. But someone has created a fake lens that will vacuum your DSLR. This is pretty cool. And it may not get everything out, but basically the way it works, it's activated when you press the shutter button. It sucks when you basically press, and it works well. So these lenses attached to any Canon DSLR with an EF mount, and actually again it interfaces with the camera itself, so it activates the fan by pressing the shutter release. So this is pretty cool stuff here. And I don't think it does it for very long because I can think there could be some concerns there. But might be another way to keep your DSLR, at least from Canon, clean. I don't know what the price on it is. I saw it today again on Gizmodo. Thought it was pretty slick. All right, Apple may hide the FaceTime camera behind the iPhone speaker. They've done a patent submission. And basically, they show the speaker of the phone and then the camera behind it. So this is kind of cool if they're thinking about doing that. It looks like they're trying to regain some additional real estate. All right, next thing I want to talk about is a little bit about sponsored content. You know, on this show and on my website, if anyone is a sponsor, they get introduced as a sponsor. And I'm pretty transparent when we write reviews, when products is given to me to be reviewed. But, you know, there's been a lot of sponsored content that has never been divulged. And sponsored content is not new. It's been around for 150 years. It was in print newspapers in the early days of newspaper creation. It's been in television. It's been in movies. It's in sitcoms. There's all kinds of ways advertisers are getting the advertising is being run against us. What's happening in blogging is I get emails every day, and I actually put something on G+ today, and I put the context of the email there. People are saying, hey, we want to write an article for your website, and it'll have just one outbound link. And my reply is always to them, no. If your company wants to advertise with us, all they have to do is pay for advertising on the website. We'll put a banner up, a no-follow banner up on the website, and we'll do a promotion in the show if it makes sense, provide a discount, and here's the rate to do that. It's a funny thing. Those guys never respond to that email. But they definitely want to provide free content to my website. Of course, you know, it's not going to be biased and linking to someone. It's a practice Google frowns upon and penalizes companies when they're caught. Here in Hawaii, owning a taser is illegal. And it's a class 2 felony if you get caught with one, which essentially means you're going to go to jail for a couple of years. But for those of you that live in states where tasers are allowed, there's something pretty cool out. It's a 950-volt hiking stick stun gun. So if you're on a hike and come across a predator that's determined to protect its turf, its young, You're not going to have much luck scaring off with whistles or loud noises. You're going to need to turn to a little more convincing. This 950,000-volt stun gun on the end of a 56-inch hiking pole will allow you to keep a little bit of a safe distance while you're trying to scare off a bear or a wolf or a crazed mountain hermit, whatever it may be. It's $75. And so this is pretty cool stuff here. One side's a flashlight. The other side is it's got the zapper on it. And this, to me, would be a very worthy purchase. And I don't know how long it zaps for. You'll have to take a look on the website to get more information. But heck, maybe some lady should have this as a walking stick in the city instead of a mace or something. All right, if you're flying United Airlines, you're going to be able to scan your passport with your phone one day before departure and actually get pretty much all the way checked in. United said the system is similar to phone banking apps that let customers snap photos of checks in order to make deposits. The passport scans are verified by outsourced identity checker Jumio, a VC-backed California company Upstart. United claims the new feature will make it the first U.S. carrier to offer passport check-in via mobile phone. While most airlines now allow passengers check-in online with the handheld applications, international flights physically require a passport check. So this is pretty cool for those international flights. I want to call out, of course, Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. He's got a new episode out. Gadget Professor number 168 talks about MediaFire, a new cloud storage service. And I'll have that link up for you in the show notes tonight. Of course, don't forget about the Elder Divide and, of course, Robot Underpants here at Geekness Central as well. Google's trying to compete with Amazon. They partnered up with Barnes & Noble, and basically they are joining forces to tackle Amazon and zeroing in on a service that Amazon has long dominated, the fast, cheap delivery of books. Starting on Thursday, book buyers in Manhattan, West Los Angeles, and San Francisco Bay Area will be able to get same-day delivery from local Barnes & Noble stores through Google Shopping Express, Google's fledgling online shopping and delivery service, which I've never even looked at ever. So, want a book today and you live in those areas, you can get it delivered same day, same as you can with Amazon. The Windows Phone Store now is home to more than 300,000 apps if you're thinking about giving Windows Phone a try. Also, this is a beautiful thing. Maybe the folks at Microsoft are listening. Windows 9 is killing off that awful charms bar and adds virtual desktops to win back dissatisfied customers like me. So that's good. I hate that stupid charm bar. The thing pops out, goes back in, pops out, goes back in. Just put it somewhere where I can deal with it. You know, please. So very, very smart. Get rid of the charm bar. Why do they call that the charm bar? It should have been called like the annoying bar. That's what it is. It's not the charm bar. It's there when you want it. It shows up when you don't want it, and it doesn't show up when you do want it. Good article over in Computer World. Of course, everyone was bashing Amazon last week about AWS. I'm a big fan of Amazon Web Services. We run a lot of our servers at Raw Voice on AWS. And, they talked about Microsoft and being in the game and such and so forth, and I went looking around. You know, because, I'm always looking to optimize, save money, and so forth. Be honest with you, not way impressed. I don't think Amazon has anything to worry about. And this is kind of what the Computer World magazine article says. They're way, way behind AWS at this point. Now, AWS is not for the mere mortal, okay? Their services, you have to be a system admin. Or as another show, I think, refers to that guy called Bob. I think that's what they call sysadmins, Bob. I don't think there's any, I don't think they have to worry. There may be some competition, but from my retrospect, I don't think it's that big. Also, the traitor Snowden has been allowed to stay in Russia for 3 more years. The NSA spy has gotten a 3-year residency permit from the Russian government. So I'm sure someday that guy's going to end up face down in a ditch somewhere, or just disappear. All right, the Netflix for Pirates has just gotten insanely better for those of you Android users. Popcorn Time users who get Netflix-style pirated movies on Android devices will be extremely happy to hear that the company's come up with a brand new version of its Android app that brings some awesome new features to the table. So again, Popcorn Time 2.1 is will work on Android 4.0 or later, and rather than 4.2, which was the minimum OS before. So they say the whole experience is smoother. So again, Popcorn Time is available for you Android users. The iOS version is coming soon. All right, this we've talked about Twitch. I don't get it. Watching people play video games, I don't get it. And then this is even more nuts. And please, if you have time in your daily schedule to sit in front of a computer screen, I'm being serious here, to watch a fish playing Pokemon, I'm going to be like, WTF over. 20,000 Twitch users are tuning in to watching a stupid fish going around the screen. And as it hits certain parts of the screen, a certain action happens on a Pokemon device. Really? Are you serious? 20,000 people are watching a fish play Pokemon. Is someone just like doing some serious drugs or something? I don't have that time. I just do not. Maybe people have, I see a lot of people on the road all times, day and night. I just wonder where are all these people, and I, you know, I'm usually working, but whenever I do wander out and have to go somewhere, I'm like, it's the middle of the day and I'm thinking, where are all, don't these people have jobs? Aren't they going somewhere? What are they doing? What is people are people actually being productive, and seeing this 20,000, my foot itches. I'm sorry, I'm bending over and itching the top of my foot. Yes, I'm wearing shorts and a nice polo shirt here, but hey, it's Hawaii, right? And I'm barefoot. So 20,000 Twitch players are watching a fish play Pokemon. Someone please explain it to me. Email me geeknews@gmail.com. I think we talked about this the last show. If we didn't, I apologize if I missed it or if it's a dupe, but smartphone kill bitch. What did I just say? Smartphone kill switch bill. You can see how I said that wrong the first time, right? Smartphone kill switch bill has passed the California Assembly. And this is going to be good for all of us nationwide. And the Department of Justice is looking for a leaker. Someone at NSA's been talking when they weren't supposed to. And believe me, that person doesn't want to get caught because they're going to end up in a cell and by themselves for many, many years. I really don't get it. Please, if you love Snowden, fine. But I spent so many years of my life, and even now, today, not being able to talk about anything that are talking about a variety of topics of stuff that I was exposed to while I was in the Navy. It's immediate go to the big house, go to jail. You know, that's what happens when you open your trap. And I signed an agreement. And I know it irritates some of you guys because some of you understand, thinks Snowden's a hero, but I just don't understand people that are willing to become traitors. Yeah, I really don't. And I'm sure many of you find the news interesting and compelling. But the damage that it does is incredible. When these people reveal stuff that they shouldn't. And obviously there's, you know, people have taken, you know, some objections to some of the things that have happened. And, you know, we let the Patriot Act and all that stuff to go through. And, you know, we didn't call our congressmen. If we did, they didn't listen to us, you know, to get those types of, you know, allowances in federal code to be allowed. So, you know, we have to go back and look at, you know, what the presidents and what Congress has done to allow, you know, these activities. So it's just, you know, this, they're going to find whoever did this, and God help them. They'll, you know, maybe they'll be sharing a bunk bed with Snowden in Russia. All right, switching gears here completely. You can now tell the FCC how you feel about AT&T's proposed purchase of DirecTV. So the FCC is reviewing AT&T's plan to acquire satellite provider Dish TV and wants to hear the public's opinion on the matter. As of today, the members of the public can submit comments on the proposal, and the purchase would give AT&T control over around 26 million TV subscribers. The comment period will open through September 16th. So I got a link to the FCC's website if you want to make a comment on this. Currently, I don't trust AT&T for very much. I definitely will be making I'll be making a negative comment on this this acquisition. It probably won't matter to who, because you know it's going to go through anyway. All right, the U.S. Veterans Affairs bill has been signed by the president. I think he finally got to sign a piece of legislation this year. I don't know if he signed anything else this year. I don't think Congress or have been able to get anything through. But the $16 billion overhaul of the VA health system signed by the president is designed to eliminate long waiting periods for military veterans, which is near and dear to my heart, to get health services at some VA medical centers. And in some cases, veterans waiting for a doctor's appointment can go to a different outside provider. But part of the provision is the IT sector is going to be heavily looked at. And the law includes provisions to bring in a team of our best and brightest IT experts. Now, on the government side, kind of roll my eyes on that. You want to talk about the absolute most worst efficient system ever built is a system called NMCI. You want to read about a big amount of money being spent for a piece of junk system, read about NMCI. But anyway, long story short here, and that's run by an outsourced firm. This is going to get a look. Is it going to fix anything? We'll see. Time will tell. In more, I guess, uplifting news, a 13-year-old has just come up with a perfect anti-trolling weapon. This gentleman has come up with an idea. His name, or actually, is it a she or a he? Tricia Prabhu is just 13-year-old. It's a she. She's already, she got a place in the Google 15 Global Science Fair finalists. And her idea is this. It's called Rethink. It's a system that would filter messages that may be hurtful to others and ask the posters whether they actually want to go through with the message they initially wrote. In her Rethink study, she proved that 93.4% of adolescents decided not to post mean or hurtful things after being alerted to rethink the contents of their message. The young scientist explains that cyberbullying is an online form of bullying that research shows may result in depression, low esteem, and rare cases of suicides in adolescents from 12 to 18. Research also shows that 50% of adolescents and teens have been bullied online, and 10 to 20% experience it often. So this Rethink tool would be included in social network apps, sites, and comment systems, and may help prevent older trolls from cyberbullying practices, not just younger ones that she's targeting. And of course, the 13-year-olds appear to be interested in going forward with this project in the future. Now, have you ever wrote an email where you're like, should I send this or not? Have you wrote it and deleted it? We've all done that. because as we're writing it, we're pissed off. And as we get down to the end, we reread it, rewrite it, you're really mad and you really want to make sure the point gets across. And by the time you get done reading, you're not so mad anymore. And you look and say, that's kind of stupid. And let me just delete it. I've done that. And I think this is a good idea. Makes a lot of sense. You know, a little pop-up says, hey, do you really want to do this? And why? So pretty cool idea. So smart 13-year-old. Nice to see a motivated young lady who wants to become a scientist. We need more ladies as scientists. All right, Yelp's iOS app now translates reviews that you don't understand. So basically, if you want to, if you're in Stockholm or in another country and you're looking at to get a bite to eat, you look something up on Yelp and it's written in Swedish or if it's in German or Dutch or whatever it may be, they'll do a translation. English, Czech, Danish, Dutch, Finnish, German, Spanish, Italian, Norwegian, French, Polish, Portuguese, Swedish, Turkish, and Japanese is what this is going to convert. And, you know, the Japanese translations are usually crap. I haven't found a site that translate kanji or katakana katakana, kanji, kirika into English well. They're all really weird. You get like every second word's right and you have to read between the lines. But very, very cool. I think this is very, very smart. All right, Hubble has discovered a zombie star. Now, zombie stars don't go, you know, stomping around and eating other planets. But typically, a supernova wipes out the exploding white dwarf star that's unfortunate enough to have been caught in the middle of it. But it turns out that some stars may survive their own personal apocalypse, leaving behind what NASA describes as a zombie star. A team of astronomers combed through the data from Hubble telescope and found a star that appears to have survived after fashion a weak supernova. This type of weak supernova is called a type Lax, not to be confused with its brighter brother, which are supernova type LA. The zombie producing supernova has been named SN2012Z, and it's about 110 million light years away. Now, you don't want to be in any vicinity of a star that goes supernova. It has a tendency to be a bad day for everyone in the neighborhood. All right, check this out. Support for older versions of Internet Explorer to be dropped in 2016. In 18 months, only the newest IE on each version of Windows will be supported. This is a good, smart move. This is a great policy change. I think this is, it's going to really go a long way, and people getting their machines hacked, and also Microsoft might be doing it to generate a little revenue, trying to say, you need to upgrade that browser, and if they can't, maybe it's time to go buy a new PC. All right, the WTO, and this is just, upholds rare earth ruling. We've talked about the rare earth minerals. And the battle that's going on with China and withholding and having export controls with WTO upheld a ruling that China violated international trade rules with restrictions on the export of rare earth. Of course, rare earths are the minerals used in mobile phones, hybrid cars, flat screen TVs, and other high-tech products, which we are quickly trying to overcome. They're doing a lot of rare earth mining right now, and so that's kind of supplementing the some of the issues they've had getting it out of China. With the T-Mobile Sprint deal really kaput, T-Mobile could be working, growing quickly here in the future, but they're also working on an app that will temporarily unlock or permanently unlock your device with just a click of the button. So this is pretty cool stuff here. And we knew this would be coming with the latest congressional rules. Also, AMD is preparing to enter the solid-state drive business. So look for AMD drive soon. And finally tonight, the Rosetta probe has caught up with its comet that it's tracking. And it basically is now in a triangular flight path looping around the comet and taking measurements. And it's got some pretty cool stuff, some pretty cool images I'll have up in the show notes for you. All right, that's going to take me to the end of the regular show tonight, right on time. I do have a few folks I want to thank for becoming you know, basically supporting the show here financially. And okay, I've expired. So let me go over here. And obviously I'm prepared tonight. So again, you can support the show becoming a part of our GNC 1000. And our GNC 1000, everyone's part of the Ohana. It's just automatic. You listen to the show, it's part of the family. We want to thank you for that. But to become a warrior is a support level at $60 per year. To become a kahuna, it's $125 a year. To become a big kahuna, and really what a kahuna is, a chief, you know, he's the guy, he's the big guy in charge, is a $250 per year. To become like the priestess or the folk, the person that is the spiritual leader, is at the $500 level. Ali, if you want to become part of the Warriors Council, all you have to do is contribute up to $1,000 and you'll automatically join the Warriors Council. It's not in a year anymore. But we also have the King's Court, which is a $5,000 lifetime contribution. We're going to start coming up with some thank yous for folks at different levels. And they're all going to be Hawaiian-based thank yous that we will provide. So trying to get that in place. I've got to try to automate the process so that I'm not spending a lot of time, I guess for a better word, doing administrative work. We want to support those folks that are supporting the show. But let me show you something kind of cool. You guys, I know I've been on my diet, and I didn't break 199 yet. But I did get, I did an interview here a week ago. And I got this box, and it come from Send Out Cards. And inside the box was four brownies, four nice, delicious brownies, which I haven't ate yet. And also in the box was a card, a really nice card. I don't have it here, but basically a thank you note for the interview. So what I'm going to try to do is partner up with somebody here in Hawaii that I'll pick certain gift levels and that they will automatically drop ship stuff for me. Now, at the folks that are contributing $60 a year, I don't know if we're going to have a something to give you. But I think starting at the kahuna level at $125 a year, we can probably afford to give you a nice token of appreciation from GNC here. And it will have probably something on it from GNC. Anyway, we're going to come up with something. And I'm working on that right now, but we want to thank those of you that are part of our GNC 1000, and part of our Insider group that are making a monthly contribution. And if I load my email up here real quick, I do want to thank Andrew, who is one of our kahunas, for his ongoing contribution to the show. I want to talk just a little bit about some emails I got this week. Justin.tv, it's gone. Of course, Justin TV had a spinoff, which was Twitch, that was bought. And Justin TV said, pow, we're done. And Justin TV sent me a refund of $25.99 for my pro account at Justin.tv. So, which was kind of interesting that they actually sent the money back, which was kind of nice. But let me go here to the comments from the show. And today's date is August 7th. I got an email from Tim. He said, hey, Todd, a few years ago, my wife and I spent our first anniversary in Hawaii. Unknown to my wife, I shipped a frozen wedding cake top to the restaurant where we were going to have our anniversary dinner. I packed it in dry ice within a styrofoam ice chest. FedEx was very helpful, and the only special thing I had to do was have them ship it with an ORM, other regulated material disclosure, for the dry ice. Hope this helps. And I got this from Tim. He's in Oceanside, California. He's actually going to be at Podcast Movement here next week. He says up for the steak dinner. So, Tim, we're definitely going for steak. I found out that Jack is not going to be able to join us. Jack has actually got a trip that he's pre-planned many months in advance. So we're going to miss Jack, but anyone that's up for a steak dinner Sunday, which the date will be Sunday the 17th of August in Dallas, we want you to come on down. We're going to be having a great time, and we'll pick some place that's not too expensive. Hopefully we can find a Texas Roadhouse. And Tim, maybe, I don't know if you've been at a Roadhouse before. But they're not too expensive. You can eat all the peanuts you want and throw the shells on the floor. You can get big, tall, cold beers. So I'm thinking maybe a Roadhouse. I don't want to get too expensive because you can get, you can hurt the wallet big time in Dallas if you go too expensive. So I don't want to hurt anybody's pocketbook too bad. We'll go something where the average folks go, not the rich folks go. So we'll do that. So anyway, thanks for that. Also got an email from Jack. He says, and I just did remind you, he said he asked about getting a podcast on the Windows Phone. He says the numbers you mentioned on GNC downloads using Windows Phone sound about right. Only about 3% of cell phones in the world are Windows phones. So you download numbers again. That said, I listened to GNC podcast on my Windows Phone and had no issues finding GNC. Much like Android and Apple, I searched for Geek News in the app. Okay, which app, Jack? And you were number one on the list. I touched the subscribe button and started downloading. I've tried a few apps, none of them which I really like, but they do their job. And at the end of the day, that's what matters. So is there actually a podcasting app in Windows Phone? He goes on to say, by the way, I love my Windows Phone in the 8.1 upgrade, the minor upgrade. I'm installing the upgrade on HTC 8X, a two-year-old, and a Nokia 925 new. The Nokia also got a firmware upgrade. And since I had the developer preview app, I had to jump through some extra hoops to get the Cyan firmware update, but no hangups, no brick phones. It's nice to hear Apple's moving closer to Windows Phone type of flat display. Now, if they'd only have live tiles, that would actually give you some useful information. The Android or Apple screen seems so antiquated and boring. Yes, I'm a previous iPhone and Android user, so I really do understand. You know, do you really like those act? I don't like the screen always being on. I guess the active tiles is something I really haven't thought about too much. Yes, I do know Dallas is hot there than you know what in the summer. But too bad I miss you that Saturday when you're going to be out of town. Thanks Jack for the email. But anyway, that was it for the show. I want to thank you all for being here. Why don't you send your comments, geeknews@gmail.com. Voicemail hotline is 619-342-7365. I am going to go live at midnight if you're watching live right now to do pointing out my house window to cover the storm. I don't know if we'll see much until morning, but, it will be up and running. So, until then, we'll see you all later. And hopefully the power stays on and we'll be here Saturday with no problem for the show. And hopefully Sunday, the next storm is tracking doesn't go too far. That camera is just getting jacked up. So we'll get that on a tripod for the next portion of this thing starting at midnight. But everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for supporting the show. I really do thank all of you that are listening, no matter if you contribute or not. If you can't contribute, if you can't put a PayPal contribution in place, do an iTunes review. Any place you can promote the show, just a shout out. That really helps build the audience, and maybe they'll bring some people in that are able to help us out financially. In that, you've done your part to help grow the show and everything else. Part of the big ecosystem here. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. And from Hurricane Tropical Center, Honolulu, Hawaii, aloha.